What's happening?
All my life, I've been told you should do the things that you're good at. So what do you do when all you've ever done is fuck things up?
You are listening to the League Podcast, episode 283. I'm Matt Durson.
Clay Inferno.
Clay, how's it going?
It's going pretty well, my friend.
Been busy.
Right. I was out of town for a couple days with the Dropkick Murphys band.
The Dropkick Murphys band.
Yeah, we went to Canada.
You were in Canada?
Yeah, I was.
Jesus, you were in another country.
Yeah. And
how was it up there?
It was fine, except for that it kind of sucked because...
It was fine, except it kind of sucked.
Yeah, you know, like... There's all this stuff you have to do when you get to the border, and given any sort of probable cause, the customs people can board your bus, look through all your stuff, and send, you know, they can do that. They're right. You're going to their country.
Right. That's true.
But... So, you know, the equivalent of, I'll just say this, you know, like, the equivalent of, like, a random DUI like check that you get on the highway. That happened to our bus.
It happened twice?
To our bus.
Oh, to so,
your... The long story short, everything was fine, but we were delayed 4 hours.
It was a little delay.
Yeah. But it was like uncomfortable. Like they have you sit in a room that's like the equivalent of like a DMV.
Ugh.
There's no, like, comfortable seats. And they don't want you to be comfortable. They
right.
want you to be uncomfortable.
Well.
And then, you know, we made it to the show and everything was great in the end. But they decided to stop us and check out our stuff.
Well, they didn't want anything coming in that's not supposed to be or whatever.
I guess they didn't.
I'm just thinking, like, if Donald Trump becomes president, I may have to move to Canada. So I just wanted to know how...
It's nice up there.
How it's going.
Tell you that. We're in Ottawa and Toronto.
And, yeah. And Toronto is quite nice.
Very nice. Both places.
Cool.
And I was like looking at the houses and stuff up there. I was like, yeah.
Really?
I'm just looking at it.
You know, okay. Like,
this looks nice. It looks like up here. You know?
It's supposed to be very clean, though, Toronto.
Yeah.
It's like the cleanest city or something. I've never been to Canada. I don't even have a passport anymore.
So you definitely need a passport to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't gone out of the country in a long time. I went to Mexico when I was like a kid, and I didn't even think you even needed a passport back then.
Right. But, yeah, you probably didn't. You definitely do now.
Yeah. So yeah, I haven't left the country and. A long time. And, I don't know. I'm doing all right. But yeah. I know, like, I'm probably missing out on some great experiences.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you know, it's pretty much just the same up there. Except people are a little nicer.
Right.
You know?
Everyone around here is just a jerk.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't... Okay, well, we don't want to get political here, right? But I don't... It's not really going to get political, but so did you, I don't know if you were away, but I don't know if you saw on the internet, it's like Jimmy Fallon had Donald Trump on, right?
I know. I thought that was a little weird.
I mean, it's fine. And it's not like he's going to like rake him over the coals or something, you know, cause it's supposed to be a comedy show, not a political thing. But so he has Trump on and he like rubbed his, he like, can I mess up your hair? Because if you become president, I want to be able to say that I messed up your hair or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say this, and people are probably going to hate me for it, but I don't like Jimmy Fallon at all.
Yeah, I mean, he's a... I think that... I don't know. Like, I usually have pretty good faith in Lorne Michaels. You know, like, it's his decision to put him on that show.
Right.
But I just... I think he's too goofy for that slot.
You know what I mean? He is. He's too, like...
Ugh. There's much better candidates, in my opinion. You know?
I think people think he's charming because he is so goofy, like, and he's, like, one of them or whatever. I don't know. I don't see it. I mean, I know, some people like some things and some people like other things. You know, it's a very subjective. There's no, like, universal funny...
Yeah. But, like, when he's on SNL and, like, you know, occasionally you'd have, like, a comedian, like, crack up during one of the skits or something, but he would just, like...
He does it every single time.
Break character, everything. That was, like, his thing. And it's,
but
like,
that's not, like, professional.
I know. That's, like, kind of the thing where it's, like, in comics where you're, like, you know, you should stick to the rules until you're good enough to be able to know what the rules are to break the rules.
Right. Now,
like, that's not what he was doing. Like, his thing was like, oh, I'm cracking up.
Yeah, like, he still does it. He still, like, laughs at his own jokes. All of them. I think that position, yeah, the host of Tonight Show, you kind of have to be sort of, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess Conan wasn't, like, a stand-up.
Right.
He'd never been on TV. But it still took him, like, years to get it right.
Conan, definitely the... You know, he's at the top of the game.
Right. No, but I mean, sure. It took him... when he started, he was not funny at all. Like, that he wasn't... He wasn't funny talking. Like, he wrote funny stuff. But, like, him personally standing there telling jokes, not funny. And I get that. But I think to be in that position, you kind of have to be a stand-up or just be able to talk to people without sounding like an idiot. And that's not what Jimmy Fallon does.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, well. Whatever. People like him, especially around here, because he's got that sort of fake Boston thing going on. But anyway, not to get
fever
political.
Pitch.
Because I'm not actually talking about...
You're talking politics. About fever
talking
pitch.
About Jimmy Fallon and what a dipshit. Like,
he's kind of a dipshit. I mean, yeah. I mean, I was just... I'll get all fired up. I mean, I don't want to get... political either, but I was just watching I was just watching The Real Time with Bill Maher because I hadn't seen TV in a few days. And that's a good
outlet.
That's one of the shows I really enjoy. That show.
I enjoy
it. And it it's been a constant, you know, since before it was even that show in his other one.
Politically Incorrect.
But you know, he does what I like, which is get all the people in the room and have them, you know, talk about it. He asserts his own agenda to the tone of the conversation, but he has people from all over. And I think that's a really important thing to do.
Yeah, no, I agree. I like that show a lot. And he does a thing, like, he keeps it funny, but it's also, like, serious and, you know, like, topics. It's not like, let me tussle your hair. You know what I mean? Like, he puts in jokes, but, like, you could tell they're, like, serious kind of, you know, like, I don't know. I like Bill Maher, yes. Anyway, let's veer off that for a second. But, welcome back. Are you here for a while now? You didn't,
Oh, yeah. I accept my next trip is to Comic-Con.
Oh, okay.
New York City. Big old New York City, the Big Apple. All right.
When is that now, again?
October 6th through the 9th, which is...
Oh, my God. That's right around your birthday, too.
Yeah. So I'm going to enjoy that. Stacey and I are going down there to get the Airbnb for the first time.
Yeah. You were telling me about that a while. You found a place that you were a little nervous because you'd never done it before. You said,
yeah, and I'm still nervous, you know, but it'll be fine.
Rachel and I have had all good experiences with Airbnb. Yeah, so
good.
Don't worry about it. You don't have nothing to fear. I hope. I mean, I don't know.
We're not, like, really... We don't party or anything, you know what I mean? Like, so...
Oh, right, no.
It's the perfect thing for us. Like, maybe we'll go nice New York dinner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do stuff like that. But other than that...
No, you're going to be busy, right? Obviously. Yeah.
Be busy during the day. And
yeah.
I think we're going to go to, I forgot about this, but there's like a Star Trek thing on the Intrepid.
Oh.
So the Intrepid is the, for those that don't know, the big aircraft carrier that's in Midtown Manhattan, which is actually like it's only a block away from where the convention is.
Yes.
And one, the last time I was down in New York Comic Con, we stayed with my friend Vass, and Vass and I and Stacy went on the carrier and like went on this tour, and the tour was really cool. There's planes, and you get to sit in like the captain's chair, and you run all around. It's like totally G.I. Joe, you know.
And what was that one? The USS flag or something like that? Or
yeah. So it was like running around the flag, and they had the space shuttle exhibition there.
Oh,
so get to see the space shuttle. They wouldn't let you go in the space shuttle, which I thought was kind of whack. But you know, there's probably not that much room in there. How would they?
Yeah, that's true.
But you could see the space shuttle, and then they had the first. Did the first, like, space capsules, manned space capsules, like the Yuri Gagarin one, the Russian one, and, like, all sorts of cool space stuff. So, also, this year, they have 50th anniversary Star Trek exhibition, and they have a Next Generation Enterprise bridge set up you can take a picture in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's and all sorts of memorabilia, and, you know, I'm sure they incorporated it into some sort of educational science,
right?
Too, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, and there's, you know, what they also have there too, which was almost the coolest thing, was a submarine that you could walk around inside.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty, like a big enough submarine that like people would, you know,
you
a
could,
crew of like yeah. 20 people would be on it.
Yeah, I mean submarines aren't, you know, they're a little cramped too. I think. I only know from what I saw in Crimson Tide.
Yeah, totally.
That was a pretty good movie, actually.
What about Hunt for Red October?
Yeah, no, that was good too. But I don't know. I don't remember that one as well. I really like Crimson Tide, though. I don't know why. I mean,
I like a submarine movie almost as much as I enjoy a train fight.
Really? Well, I know you really like train fights.
Yeah, you do. You do know that.
So, all right, submarines and train fights. Is there a movie that ever had both of them? That would be your favorite movie of all time.
Yeah,
you'll have to find that movie.
I guess you're right. Oh, this was Crimson Tide, 1995.
Yeah.
And the film was scored by Hans Zimmer.
Yes, it was. You know what else? I'll tell you. What?
Scott brother. Tony Scott.
Yeah, Tony Scott. He passed on, unfortunately. But here's the other thing that it's sort of a little known fact. Quentin Tarantino did a pass on that script, like a rewrite, uncredited rewrite, which happens a lot in Hollywood. Like they'll pay a guy like hundreds of dollars to sit in a hotel room for like a day and just rewrite some of the dialogue. So,
do you think like stuff that he used like was in the movie?
Yes, I know for a fact. I know this because I've done research on this stuff. So there's a scene, and this is great because this relates to comics. So there's a scene where Denzel Washington asks this engineer guy something of, oh, this one of the guys gets in a fight on the ship, right? And
yeah.
Denzel Washington goes, he's like, what was it about?
Sub fight.
Yeah, sub fight. And he's like, what were you fighting about? He says, well, this guy says, like, the Jack Kirby Silver Surfer wasn't the real Silver Surfer. And so, like, he's like, what? It's like, I mean, it was just, the whole point was just to build tension between, like, Denzel's guys and Gene Hackman's guys. Like,
So
he has his, and Denzel says, look, man, everybody knows that the Kirby Silver Surfer is the only true Silver Surfer.
That's
total Quentin Tarantino right there.
But also, what other Silver Surfer is there?
I don't know. Not that anyone would know. Obviously, the Silver Surfer's been around for 50 years, but, like, nope. Yeah. Right. Who else is like, no, this writer is the only true Silver Surfer writer or artist. Although, I suppose that I haven't read it in a while, but, like, I was just about to start reading Silver Surfer last like before they just did this big reboot because I read
Dan Slott
where there was like a crossover and I was like, oh, this Silver Surfer sounds pretty good.
That was pretty good. It's kind of like a Doctor Who in a way.
Oh, really? Okay, maybe I'll pick it up again. But anyways, there was also a talk about, like, you gotta, like, Denzel was talking about, like, did you watch Star Trek? And the guy's like, yeah. He's like, well, I need that whatever ready in warp speed. You remember warp speed?
You remember warp speed?
He's like, yes, sir.
Nice.
So, like, there's a lot of, you can tell what's Quentin. I think I know. I've never talked to Quentin and be like, did you put that Silver Surfer bit in there? But I'm pretty sure that he did.
Yeah, that sounds like Tarantino.
Yeah. So, anyways. Actually, yeah. I learned that in a screenwriting class. My screenwriting professor said that that's what that. So I believe him. Anyways, so sub. I bet there's a James Bond movie that has like a sub fight in a train.
Oh, probably, yeah. Probably like a Roger Moore one.
Yeah. All right. Let's, speaking of. I know you said you didn't have a lot of time for comic reading.
Didn't. I had zero time, actually, so.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to spoil it for you a little bit.
Spoiler it all the way. What do I care? Know,
you'll still read it, so I'm not
too. An adult.
Because I know you're an adult.
I could take it.
So, but I just wanted to, I know, okay, so we talk about Mockingbird every month, right?
Yeah.
Every issue, pretty much, that has been out so far. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring it up again because there was a new issue of Mockingbird out this week, and it, you know, this was again my favorite book of the week, top of the stack, whatever the hell you call it, pick of the week, all that crap. But here's the, so it's like more zaniness where they're trying to figure out, you know, there's like they're on the cruise ship. And Paul and Storm are there. Actually, Paul and Storm.
Oh, yeah.
Are in her list of suspects.
That's awesome.
Of who killed this guy with the horse mask. And, anyways, so it's, they've got to be psyched, right? I mean, like, they're in this Marvel comic.
They must be, like, friends with them or something.
Yeah. Chelsea Kay must be, like, a big fan or something. So, anyways, so. Whatever. So they're going through the thing. She's trying to figure it out. There's all these little clues here and there. And then she figures out who it is. And here's this great... This is the part that gets me. Okay, so I must have been like 12 or 13 or something. Maybe even younger. I don't know. I should look this up. There was a storyline in West Coast Avengers... In like the late 80s, which Mockingbird was a part of, right?
Yeah.
And so they went into the past through like a time machine thing, you know? And she was trapped there and the other Avengers weren't around. And she was kidnapped and drugged by this guy in the Old West called the Phantom Rider. And the Phantom Rider, like, convinced her to love him. And, you know, I guess that's kind of, you know, it's a little messed up. So, anyways, she was rescued and then, like, realized that, oh, my God, this guy has been, like, drugging me to, like, love him. And probably they had sexual relations, you know.
Did you look up Phantom Rider?
I'm looking him up right now.
Because
I remembered that storyline. Okay, so now she says, oh my God, as they go through this book, she realizes the Phantom Rider is the guy that's, like, the end cliffhanger is like, it's the Phantom Rider! Like,
whoa.
The big reveal is that he's the one who lured her on the ship, so whatever. And, like, I was like, that's so weird. Like, that storyline was probably more than, it was like 25+ years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I like when they do that.
Isn't that crazy? Like, does anyone but me even remember that?
Well, no, I think that when someone gets assigned a book, they just, like, do a bunch of research and are like, ooh, I'll throw this in there. You know what I mean?
No, right, yeah. Like, but
So that's clever on her part.
It's cool, but like, I wonder how many fans are just like, oh god, like.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. Yeah, have any idea what it's really based on for sure.
I guess so. Like, if you and I, like, say we were reading comics in the '80s, which we were probably. Well, I don't know. I was. And they brought up a thing that had happened in, like, 1972. You know, like, I guess I probably... I mean, I was so young, I probably just been like, all right, well, that happened, you know, like...
Yeah, right.
And I would just assume that, obviously, it did happen, or, you know, whatever. But this is... I mean, that's digging pretty far into the, you know... Which is good, I guess, right? I mean, but it's also, like... I don't know, it's good that I remember it, but if I was somebody... Who didn't, like, if I didn't just tell you this, you wouldn't know that story. Like,
no, I wouldn't know, because I never read West Coast Avengers. I think I read a couple of issues, but
This was actually the best storyline they had, where they were trapped in time, because it was kind of cool. They had a time machine that could only go backwards; it couldn't go forward.
Right.
So, like, they kept going back in time to, like, instances in the Marvel universe, you know, in the history of the Marvel universe, where they knew, like, okay, the Fantastic Four went back to ancient Egypt,
right?
So they would, like, they tried to travel to ancient Egypt to catch the Fantastic Four to be like, can you bring us back? Like,
yeah.
Or, and there was another time where they were like, wait, Doctor Strange traveled back in time to blah blah blah, and like they tried to go back in time to that era, and it was just crazy. Like, I don't even remember actually how they got back to the present time, but. Yeah, it was pretty good.
There's a lot of that kind of a time travel thing going on in the 80s, like the cross time caper. And Fantastic Four was always bouncing around.
Yeah, they were always going back then. Which I guess is kind of cool because, you know, like, not cool, but I mean, one of the things they did with the whole Secret War thing was, right. Like, Bendis was sort of like, all this messing around with time is finally going to come back to haunt the Marvel Universe. So, I mean, I thought that was the storyline, yeah. Just took too long for me to follow, right. But like, I thought it was at least a good premise.
So anyway,
I can't even find out when this Mockingbird story happened. I'm trying to remember, but I'm looking it up right now. I mean, it was at least... It had to be the 80s. Oh, here we go. Wait. Lincoln Slade. Oh, it doesn't give the year, though. Anyways, if you're listening, which you're not, get out there and look it up. Because it was a good storyline, and it's part of Mockingbird's, you know... life now.
Very well.
Ba-boom. Chuck-a-boom.
Well, but what a great book, man.
It really is. It is a great book. I am enjoying it. I never thought I would enjoy it this much. I kind of just bought the first issue on, like, a whim.
Yeah.
And love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's a lesson for you kiddies out there, right?
So Paul and Storm are not involved.
They're not. No, they did not. They're not the murderers. But they're in the book a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny.
So, but yeah, no, lesson for you kiddies out there. Sometimes you got to take a fly on something, you know?
Yeah.
Spend that $3.99 and check it out. Yeah, so I don't know what else. That was the only Marvel book I got this week.
Wow.
Yeah, there was a lot of Civil War II tie-ins and junk, like...
Oh, yeah.
The Spider-Man Civil War...
Spider-Man!
Did you see the X-Men Civil War side book, which I'm just, like, not buying any of those. And they may be good, I don't know, for all I know. But.
So did you see this news that Stan Lee's story will be told in a movie as a 70s action flick?
What?
A biopic? No. Yeah.
I did not... How do they do this?
Someone's developing a Stan Lee movie.
But as an act, like, where he's going to be running around, like, shooting bad guys and
stuff. All right, so 20th Century Fox has acquired the film rights to Stan Lee's life, although the project is not described as being a true biopic. Instead, the Stan Lee movie will be an action movie set in the 70s in the style of 007 actor Roger Moore and other dapper heroes who quit one-liners, and in Moore's case, flirted with the ladies as they sparred with larger-than-life evildoers. So, hopefully that's where we get our sub-fight, train fight.
That's right. That would be great if young Stan Lee was in a sub-fight and a train fight.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be funny, right?
And okay, so it says Stan Lee's Power Entertainment and Marty Bowen and Wick Godfrey, who produced Twilight and the Maze Runner franchises, are the producers on it.
That's weird.
It's interesting that it's at Fox. Although, like, why would Marvel, like, option it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is.
And, like, Stan's been doing this thing, like, the past, I don't know, 10 or 15 years anyways, where he, like, it's like, well, yeah, I'm the chairman emeritus at Marvel, but I want you to check out my new properties at POW Entertainment.
Right.
No one's reading your POW Entertainment books.
I guess he'll always be part of Marvel, you know, obviously, like, he'll always be that.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
I mean, he probably gets a pretty hefty salary just to be the chairman emeritus, but I mean, I remember years ago when he started writing for DC.
Yeah, right.
I didn't read any of the books.
They talked about that on the Larry King thing. That I don't know why I talk about Stan Lee every time now, but it just keeps coming up.
Hiya, Clay! that's an interesting thing. I wonder how that's going to work out. I mean, it seems like a weird idea, though.
This is
but maybe he has a boring life.
I've been reading the that Marvel story. What is it called? The Marvel's the Untold Story of Marvel.
Yeah.
He's the way he came up and threw it. It's pretty cool, man.
Stanley Lieber.
Yeah, I wanted to write the great American novel that I never did. Maybe I will someday. You better get on that.
I know, he's like 90.
Yeah. This is coming to you fresh from the Rotten Tomatoes news, editorial.rottentomatoes.com. This is right. Face front, true believer.
Wow, I mean, what a strange idea, though. So, like, they're like, let's buy the rights of Stan Lee's life. Great idea.
And it sounds like they're going to make it, I almost think they're going to kind of make it like a Roger Corman movie or like a Black Dynamite kind of movie. A 70s action movie.
Right, like a 70s James Bond. Like, well, yeah, I don't know. It's like, you think like that'll be sort of like in his head or something? Like the, or is it, will he really?
Oh, yeah. I could see that. Him going down to take his nap.
I don't, yeah.
I remember the 70s.
Yeah, or like he'll like meet a girl in a bar and like in his head he's like James Bond, you know, like be all suave and then he gets in this big fight and then like, but in reality he's just like staring at her, not saying anything. Like Walter Mitty, like a Walter Mitty kind of thing.
Oh my god, that was such a good movie.
That'd be pretty funny.
I still have yet to see the original Walter Mitty.
I've yet to see it either, so don't worry about it.
But you enjoyed that one, didn't you?
I really enjoyed the Ben Stiller one.
Yeah, so good.
It's weird, because I've talked to a couple people who are like, oh, when I say, oh, it's the Secret Life of Walter Mitty, and they're like, oh, yeah, the original. I'm like, oh, no, the Ben Stiller one. They're like, oh. I'm like, no, it's funny. Like, it's good.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Oh. Actually, when I originally saw it, I didn't know there was an original. I didn't know it was a remake.
Yeah.
Whatever. But Ben Stiller can be touch and go with me, but I really like that one. I really think he did a good job. Anyway. That's pretty hilarious. Stan Lee's life as told as a 70s action movie. Well, there you go.
There you go.
There you go, Clay. I didn't see I didn't even look. Sometimes I'd take a little peek to see if there's any other news and notes or anything going on in the comics world, and I didn't even...
It happens just now that I'm on this page. It says Benicio del Toro to star in The Predator. So, new Predator movie coming out.
A new Predator movie.
It's a reboot that will follow the film's premise, blah, blah, blah.
So that one that came out a few years ago with... you and Josh saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that wasn't like a reboot. Was that just
Predators?
Predators with an S. That didn't have anything to do with anything, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it sort of like was supposed to have existed in the same, I guess, timeline or universe, but it was a different... It wasn't on Earth. You know what I mean?
Right. Huh. All right, so now they're doing another Predator. That's fine. Whatever.
And I do have, I have an interest. You meet lots of people on tour, and I met an interesting person on tour who's, working for a band. And then the whole tour I made it a point to, I had a different Star Wars shirt every day. So I was like, I'm going out for 4 days and I have 6 Star Wars shirts. It's either going to be like a comic book theme or I'm going to go Star Wars. So I went all Star Wars. Just sparked plenty of cool conversations with all sorts of different people. And then, so then I was talking to this guy and he's like, oh, is that Kylo Ren on your shirt? I was like, yeah. He's like, my nephew, man, he loves Kylo Ren. He really loves Kylo Ren. I was like, oh yeah. I mean, you know, he's so cool. The movie was so good. I can't wait for Rogue One. He's like, yeah. And he's like, hey, my brother is directing Episode 9.
What? Look it up. What?
And I'm only looking it up now.
You're only looking it up now? You didn't look it up right away?
I didn't because I was in Canada and I only had text and phone on my phone.
Oh, internet. Fuck.
So Colin Trevorrow.
Yeah, he directed the Lost, the Jurassic World movie. The new Jurassic World.
Untitled Jurassic World sequel. So this guy, yeah, his brother's name is Josh, and I met him the other day.
Josh Trevor?
Trevor. Yeah. And, I guess he was the writer on Jurassic World.
Yes.
The first one. And then, yeah, he's announced.
And so he's directing Episode 9.
Yeah. And I was like, well, that is very cool.
Very well, yeah.
We're the same age. He's a year younger than me.
The brother is, or the director is?
Colin Trevorrow, 1976.
I thought he did a good job on Jurassic World.
His first feature film was called Safety Not Guaranteed, which I know I've seen like listed, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, never seen that. Huh.
But, yeah. So that was cool.
Yeah, you meet
some cool people,
man. You do meet some cool people. Very well. All right, I got a question now.
Aubrey Plaza is in Safety. Hold on, everybody.
Aubrey Plaza is what?
Is the starring role in Safety Not Guaranteed. I cannot believe I haven't seen this movie.
I know. Well, I have to say, I love Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, I do.
Her movies, I don't think I've ever seen any of her movies. They don't look very good. Can I just say that?
Well, our new friend Colin has a 7 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, really? All right.
Or is that good?
I don't know. 7%?
Oh, no, wait. 7 stars.
Oh, all right.
A 10 on IMDb. That's different, isn't it?
Yeah, no. Rotten Tomatoes, a 7 would be very bad.
Let me look at it. Rotten Tomatoes.
They go like by percentage. And if it's like squishy, if it's a squishy green thing, that means it's bad.
Okay.
But, no, you know what I mean? Like, Aubrey Plaza seems to do a lot of these dumb comedies.
Certified Fresh, 90%.
Wow, all right. Safety Not Guaranteed. Let's check it out. I don't know. She was in that movie. Was it The Two Guys Need Prom Dates or whatever?
Mm.
That just looked really bad. Like, I don't know.
James Franco's brother.
What?
Is there a Franco in that movie?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah, I think it was the other Franco.
Not, the other Franco.
Yeah. Not James Franco, but the I forget his name. The other Franco. But yeah, I don't know, it just looked really dumb. And I was like, oh, Aubrey Plaza, why do you pick such bad movies? You're April Ludgate.
Yeah.
You can do good movies.
Oh, this is an all-star cast in this thing. Mark Duplass and Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson? Oh, well, yeah. Oh, he's sort of before they were famous kind of thing? When did this come out?
2012.
Oh.
So after Parks and Rec, but, you know, during The New Girl.
During The New Girl.
But before Let's Be Cops.
Right.
Before Jake Johnson's career took off.
Yeah, it took off. Yeah.
I'll watch that movie anytime it's on.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
I thought you were being...
It's like a long episode of The New Girl.
All right, I need to change subjects for a second here.
Okay.
And I don't know, because you live with a video game person.
Yes.
Right?
I do.
Does she like... So I bought that Batman Telltale game.
Right.
That just came out.
Right, you did.
Do you know anything about this?
I do. It's like a turn-by-turn game.
Yeah, it's like the Walking Dead games, where these Telltale games are. Yeah, like you...
Is it... Now, I know a little bit about it, but I need to ask basic questions. Is it a game you play on your phone?
No, it's like a... I bought it... Well, that's... Yeah, I bought it for Xbox.
Xbox, okay.
Yes. Xbox... Now, here... This may be the... Herein lies the rub. Xbox 360. Not Xbox One or any fancy... Xbox 360 is kind of old. Okay?
Yeah.
So... And I've been thinking, like, maybe it's time to upgrade to a new Xbox. But here's the thing with Xbox, right? Not all their games are backwards compatible. What? So if I buy an Xbox One, I won't be able to play most of the games that I already own for Xbox 360.
Oh yeah, that is the standard deal these days.
That's a horrible deal. I hate that
deal. Well, it's the standard, same deal with PlayStation.
Well, it sucks. It's like buying a new VCR and not being able to play the old tapes or something, you know. Well,
that's why you're like us and you have a backwards compatible PlayStation 3 that plays PlayStation 2 games plus the PlayStation 4 all hooked up to the TV.
So you have two PlayStations hooked up to your TV?
Yep. They're hot too. You can play either one. So if I want to play a DVD, I play it on the PS3.
They're hot. I love that. That's what you call
they're
it?
Live. They're live. They're live.
All right. Well, okay. So let me tell you my dilemma with this new Batman Telltale game, right? And I don't know, maybe just based on your dealings with living with a video game person. And if Josh was on here, I would ask him. But...
Well, I like play video games. I have pretty short attention span, and I get stuck, and I don't play it. If there's a game that has a story, maybe I would be more engaged like that. Like maybe if it's like one of those Walking Dead games, like a game you play on your phone kind of thing. I don't know. Right. But go ahead.
Well, I'm wondering. So like, so first of all, the thing was only $20. So I was like, this is strange because most games are like $60.
You have to buy the chapters though.
Yeah, this is just one chapter. So I didn't know that. But it gives you access to chapters 1 through 5, but you have to be connected to Xbox Live to do that, which is another thing I didn't have. People out there would think I'm the biggest rube right now, probably, right? Because so I don't have Xbox Live, and I have an old Xbox. So like, so one of my – I probably have no business even buying this game. But here's what happened, and maybe someone can tell me or you can theorize or something. So I put the game in, and I'm like, all right, this will be great. And then, like, it's super slow. So even when I come to a point where I can make a choice, it's like Batman uses his grappling hook or whatever, and I hit the button, and it takes about 5 minutes for him to swing on the stupid grappling hook.
What?
And then, like, so I swung or whatever. You're like Batman stopping this robbery. And then I crash through the window, and then the screen goes blank, and there's a little bat logo in the bottom right-hand corner, so I'm waiting. And then I can hear, like, music. I'm like, all right, must be coming on any minute now. And then I can hear some, like, fighting sounds, but I still can't see anything. So is it because my Xbox is old and I'm not connected to Xbox Live that this game is so slow? Or are all these Telltale games that slow?
I don't think it's supposed to be that slow.
You don't think what?
It's supposed to be that slow.
Yeah, that wouldn't make much sense. So yeah. It's probably my fault or my system's fault.
It sounds like it. I mean,
what do you do? You think if I connected to Xbox Live, like, and did that whole thing, would it be faster?
I think you need to stop playing your 1,000-year-old Xbox 360.
So I should do what you do and buy an Xbox One, but keep the Xbox 360 hot or live or whatever the hell you call it.
You know, I don't know. Like, figure out maybe you want to get the next less expensive PlayStation 4 that's coming out. That's $100 less.
Oh my god, a PlayStation. That's like going completely up, like, in a new direction. That's like changing everything.
Get another, I don't know. Yeah, I think
you know what I'm saying? Like, if I have never had a PlayStation ever in my life, it's almost like at 40 years old to buy a PlayStation, it's like, what is that? It's like moving to Africa just for the, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you know what? This is it. I'm taking this plunge. It's like a major life change.
Like, yeah, sure.
You know? It is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even, but it's cheaper, you're saying.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Oh, God. So you're...
But then they're going to come out with, like, PlayStation 5, and then, you know.
Jeez. Right. Well, there's always going to be a new... You know, you can't even... There's always going to be a new system, you know?
Yeah, always.
Like, you can't not buy it thinking, well, there'll be another one. It's the same thing with phones or anything else. There's always going to be a new one.
Right.
So, but what do I do with this game that I just spent the money on?
Should I
return it to Amazon and...
You can flip it.
Flip it?
It doesn't sound like that system can handle this.
I think you're right. So do I just invest in a whole new system?
If you like playing video games, or just enjoy the old video games. I don't know.
I don't play that much to make it. No, but I mean, yeah. I could. I don't know. It's very confusing to me. It is annoying, though, that I have a bunch of games that I just would never be, like, they would just not really be played that much anymore, you know? Like, and I don't even play them that much.
Right.
I'm still on the first Arkham Asylum game.
Oh, yeah. I get, like, you know how they have the percentages?
I'm at
4% on the newest one. And I'm not even at any... maybe I did, like, pretty good on the last one before that, like 60%, but...
I don't know what percent I'm at, but I put it away... I literally didn't play it for, like, a few months, and then I put it in the other day, and I'm like, what's happening? I have no idea where I'm going. I'm lost. I'm running around this fucking place, and I have no idea where I'm going. Like, so I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, this is—I feel like I'm at a very strange crossroads. What to do?
I guess
just keep two systems hooked up.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. I mean, that's what we got going on. I even have my Wii. I don't know if it's exactly hot, but or alive, but it's there.
And we have a Wii there too. My Wii my Wii is definitely not.
We have a Dreamcast under there too.
Really? Well, that's
all these systems. Like, that's important to her to have all her systems. And like, if we had a Nintendo and a Nintendo 64, they would be under the TV too.
I have a Nintendo 64, but that is, I only hook that up when I feel like playing Mario Kart.
Yeah.
But, I wish, I guess I need a bigger, a better TV, probably, too, so I can keep all these things hot all the time.
Yeah, keep them hot.
So basically just spending, I need to spend like a few $1,000s to upgrade my living room is really what we're talking about.
Yeah, because you can't play that one Batman game.
Exactly. It's funny. So, like, I have, I do have a Wii U game that I've never played. Rachel got it as a gift because I had it on my Amazon wish list because I just always thought, like, I would get it a Wii U at some point, I guess. I don't know why. I don't know why I put it on my list.
Yeah.
And it's an Avengers Wii U game, and I've never opened it.
Huh.
I kind of feel like a jerk because she spent money on this thing that I've never used.
Was the Wii U fun at all?
I don't know. Do you know anything about it?
No. She bought you the game without the system?
Yeah. Well, because she thought I had the system.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Because it was kind of early on in our relationship, and I don't know.
And you haven't sold the video game yet?
No, I thought it would be weird to sell a gift.
She won't know.
No, of course she will. No, it's not even that. What? She won't know. Stop it.
Just sell it. You flip everything else.
I know, but I don't like to flip gifts.
I'm not saying you have to be lie. You don't have to lie to her about it. Say, hey, I'm going to sell this game because I don't have a Wii U. Sorry.
No, I figured they would come down in price and I'd get a Wii U at some point. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do it this week.
You know, if you're going to get a new game system, why don't you go Nintendo?
Nintendo, like, original Wii. Nintendo?
No, Wii U.
Oh, Wii U.
Yeah, I mean, Nintendo is a fun video game system. You know it is.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting. You're not jumping into the PlayStation 4 arena.
No, you know what? I can't do that. I can't do PlayStation. It's too much. That would be a giant shift.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, really, like, people...
Well, I never had an Xbox, a 360... a PlayStation, or any of it, until I moved in with Stacy.
You had a Wii, right?
I had a Wii.
Yeah.
And before that, I had like a regular American. I had a Nintendo and a Nintendo 64.
Like a regular American.
You know? I graduated through Nintendo.
Oh, I know. Of course. I did, too. I didn't have I guess I never had a PlayStation. I had Nintendo and Nintendo 64. And honestly, I thought Nintendo 64 was as good as it was ever going to get. I love that thing. And I never needed another system.
Yeah, right?
Like, I literally loved... And then I got a Wii, because I played it somewhere. And I was like, oh, this is fun. And then the Xbox 360 came... Like, Rachel's parents bought, like, a printer or something years ago, and it came with an Xbox. So, like, do you want this?
What? No.
Yes. They got it for free, and then they gave it to Rachel. And then it was sitting there for a while, and I was like, why don't we play this? And she's like, yeah, whatever. My parents gave it to me for free. I was like, what? So, I have all these games, and nice. I don't want to give it up. But I guess it has. This is the circle of life, you know? Like,
yes.
I have games for my Wii that I just never play because I don't know. This is life. Games go out of favor.
They do.
Yeah. All right. Well, decision time. The new Xbox.
Buy a Wii U.
Buy a Wii U while maybe they'll throw in a Wii U while I'm buying the Xbox.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they love that. They love.
Hey, if you can buy a printer and get an Xbox, but no, I guess you know what I've been talking about it for a long time. I got a raise. I should just buy the new Xbox. I'm sure at Target it's going to be cheap, right?
You know what, dude? Take the plunge. If you like Xbox, buy the Xbox One. It has like the cool like. You're a PC guy, like, interact with your computer, and it tells you, you it has like a camera and it's like, turn on Xbox, and it turns everything on for you and stuff.
Like there's voice activated thing? Like
no, like even like it's like face recognition.
Whoa. Alright.
Yeah. There's all sorts of cool stuff.
Alright, well, I'll check it out. I'll do some research. I feel weird. I feel like an old man when it comes to video games because I'm like, what is this? You know, like my dad playing Breakout on Atari. That was.
Yeah.
Those are some good memories, actually. Boop. 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 Yeah. Atari. Atari 2600. It was pretty awesome. All right. Well, what else have we got here for you? Oh, you know what I saw? Speaking of Comic-Con, I forgot to mention this. I saw the Massachusetts Independent Comics Expo, otherwise known as MICE.
MICE.
Is coming back. It is Halloween weekend this year.
Oh, very well.
October 29th and 30th.
Is that up at Lesley University?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question. I'll do some research and put it in the show notes.
Put it in the show notes.
Yeah, I just saw a poster. I was at Newbury Comics yesterday. Because they have buy two comics, get one free.
Oh, very well.
Maybe yeah, so if you missed your books this week but still wanted to get...
Which I did.
Which you did, yeah. You could go to Newbury and get, get a couple of them for free, maybe.
I couldn't even e-buy them because I was in a different country and had no Wi-Fi.
Wow. Weird. It's funny, though. So here's a... So they're... The Newbury sale is only if they're $3.99 or less.
Right.
I noticed All-Star Batman, that book is $4.99. Yep. That's does that come out twice a month like the other DC books do, though?
I don't know.
God, I hope not. It's a good book, and John Romita Jr.'s art is fantastic. But that is a hefty price tag if that's a twice-a-month book. Whew.
Yeah, they're getting pricey.
Yeah.
And, I'm not even sure I'm all that into this All-Star Batman, or whatever it's called.
It's called All-Star Batman. I like it. I mean, so far, it's only two issues. So the second one came out this week, so it's, It's not great, I guess. I don't know. It's Two-Face. You know, he's cool. I like Two-Face. It's kind of, I don't know. I'm not going to buy it. I don't know. I might not buy it at $4.99 anymore. I just realized it this week. I'm like, oh, geez.
There you go.
I only bought a few books this week, and then when I looked at, when they told me what the price was, I was like, oh, what was that? Like, I looked, and I was like, $4.99? Maybe it's bigger. I can't tell anymore. You know how I used to be able to tell when like books were thicker? Like,
yeah.
Now they put all those fucking ads in the middle. And you can't even tell. Do you think
Yeah.
So Marvel puts those stupid fold out like ads for what they've got coming up.
Yeah.
That's really annoying.
Yeah, and it's never anything good.
I guess it's better than the stupid Snickers ads they keep putting in DC books. Do you like those?
No, I don't like any of them.
Where, like, they're fighting Doomsday, and then they give him a Snickers, and it's Wonder Woman?
Oh, well, yeah, that's kind of funny.
Isn't that stupid?
I actually laugh every time I see it.
You laughed?
Yeah.
Clay.
Durst.
They make Wonder Woman ugly and gross.
Because she's a monster.
Yeah, without her Snickers?
I think
that's kind of anti-feminist. If you ask me.
You don't like those commercials on TV?
I know, but like I like the one with, what's his face? Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay, because Marilyn Monroe is dead.
Yes.
So she can't get offended. But I guess Wonder Woman's not even a real person, but. People look up to Wonder Woman as his hero. I don't know. Whatever. Commercials are all bad, whether they're in comics.
They're all bad.
TV. I hate them. I hate them all.
Totally right.
All right. Well, speaking of commercials, though, speaking of ads, don't hate our ads. So
click up on them.
Huh? Yeah, click on them and then go buy stuff. That's a great way to promote it, isn't it? I hate ads, but click on the ads on our website.
Yeah.
Anywho, you got any? Are there any shows or anything we need to promote here?
Yeah, there's almost too many shows. So just go to leakpodcast.com/events. Check out the show listings there. There's a free show this week at the Wilbur Theater. Comedian Whitney Cummings on Thursday. So free. All you have to do is RSVP on do617.com and come see Whitney Cummings. She's hilarious. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. So
come see a free show at the Wilbur. How often do you get to see that?
Not much. You know? Not often.
Not often is
very know. Good. All right. Do that.
Yeah.
And so yeah,
why don't you guys come on down to that? Please be my guest. Come all on. Right.
We'll be your guest. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Clay. I know you've had a busy week. Thanks for taking the time out to chat.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Your pleasure. Yeah, we'll talk soon. I'll let you know how this whole video game thing shakes out.
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, very well.
Dying. Right,
and thanks to everyone who listened, which you didn't.
So before you go and do something foolish, like spending your time with me, just so's you know, I'm gonna find a way to fuck things up. Fuck things up. Fuck things up. I'm gonna fuck it up.
I wanna be able to say that I messed up your hair.